Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. All right. Welcome once again to deathofdives.com. Let me put Mr. Will Smith away here. Appreciate that intro. And happy draft evening if you're hanging out and watching that tonight. I'm sure there's a ton of people watching that. The only reason it's a major interest to us is I live very near Chicago, and so that's been the talk of the town the whole day. Nothing but NFL draft stuff. But watched a little bit of that tonight, and working on the Death of Dias, the first release that's getting ready to come out. There'll be an update later on in the show about that. And but welcome back, and been a couple of days since I've been on the air, and so itching to get back in the saddle. Was doing some work on a variety of things, and after it comes out, maybe a few weeks after or something, I'll talk to you a little bit more about the process. A couple of shows ago, I got into a little bit about what it was taking just to make this happen, and for some reason everything was going wrong. But we are literally one day away. It looks like I will finally have it done tomorrow. I have just a couple of little files to finish and upload, and then it'll be done. And so we'll be looking forward to that tomorrow, and then we'll go from there and see what happens. But what is the point of starting a new challenge, starting a new exercise program, starting a new diet, you know, quitting smoke, whatever the thing is that you're getting ready to start or you have started? What is the point of that if you don't really know how to get there? And so that's the point of tonight's show. I'm gonna show you how exactly. And it's not a program. This isn't a program. This is what's the motivation for it. This is how do you accomplish it. Because I was in yakking with some guys after a workout just the other day, just a couple of days ago. And I asked them, I said, you know, why do you do what you do? Why do you come in here? And I'd talked to these guys before. They weren't necessarily thrilled with their workout, stuff like that. And so they had very important reasons for doing it. They wanted to be healthy. They wanted to be more able to do things with their grandkids when their grandkids came along, be able to do more things with their kids now that they're, you know, growing and busier and all of the things that come with that. And I said, now, here's the thing. We do these things that are good for us, and we commit to them, and then there are other things that we can't seem to commit to, whether it's, you know, we exercise, but we don't eat right, or we exercise and we eat right, but we don't sleep enough, or we do a couple of those things, but then we can't manage our stress. Our stress gets out of control. And the question is, why does that keep happening? Why does that occur? What is the secret, if you want to call it that, what's the secret to having or tapping the motivation that makes that happen? Now, science has shown and proven that you only have the ability to make so many decisions in a day, and each one tends to erode the ability of willpower. And I am certain that everybody that is listening to me or will turn this show on and listen to it at some point has started something, and then, I mean, gangbusters, you're committed, you've got all the reasons, all of that, you're ready to go, you got, you know, I'm quitting smoking because, and you've got a bunch of great reasons, you know, for my family, I want to live longer, you got all of these wonderful reasons, only to get a day or a week or a month down the road and quit. And so one of the things that happens is, And this is more true for guys than it is for gals. But I would imagine, I would hallucinate that there is a contingent of this amongst women, and because we all seem to start a diet and fall off the wagon at some point. And now understand, this is not about perfection. This is about why we're doing it and how we do it. Because if we're using willpower, we already know that doesn't work so good. And in fact, you know, they developed a nicotine patch to help the willpower, so the craving isn't so hard. It's a little more easy to fight. But we're still introducing the thing into our system that we're trying to get rid of. That's nicotine. And they've come up with all of these different ways to introduce nicotine to the body that's less harmful. The most harmful element of smoking or chew or overeating or whatever isn't the fact that it's doing us physical harm by its presence in our body. The greatest thing that is so bad about all of that, and it doesn't matter what the bad habit is that when we decide to change it, we can't. That's the worst part. Now, see, quitting smoking does not frustrate us. Losing weight or our inability to quit smoking, our inability to lose weight, our inability to get that homework done or that project done or that, whatever it is, that's not the thing that frustrates us. What frustrates us is we can't understand how it is that we can make these kind of decisions and have all the right stuff, all the right motives. They're not selfish. They're not self-indulgent. And we have all the best intentions, and we really mean what we're saying. And yet, for whatever reason, we can't follow through. That is the part that's frustrating. And this, let me add this to it, because this is going to be a critical element here as we go on and explain some of this stuff. In addition to our inability to do that, to quit something, there is a bigger reason than we're even naming as to why we want to do that. Why today now are we so convinced we have to quit? Why not yesterday? Why not next week? Why not a year ago? Because what begins to pile up in us is a realization that we are not what we're supposed to be. And that becomes painful. And it becomes painfully obvious. We look at ourselves in the mirror, we're not happy with what we see. We look at our bank account, we're not happy with what's there. And we know something has to change, and we have all the right reasons. We know logically that it has to change. And sometimes we even have supplied motivation by a doctor or an attorney or a letter or some outside stimulus comes in and says, this has to change now or else. And sometimes it can be so bad it causes the bankruptcy or the health scare becomes real. And now we've waited too long. But the reality is we knew the whole time that we needed to change something, but we couldn't, even though we knew better. And so the reason, the question is, why is that? And why can we be so successful at one thing like getting in there to work out every day and so terrible at the way we eat? It is the craziest thing, because the thing that's motivating us to work out should be the same thing that's motivating us to eat right, because the goal is to lose the weight. And this is what I would tell you. This is where I want to kind of back up and get more of a macro view, a full view of your entire life and one thing that you're shooting for. And it's not going to be just one thing. It's, you know, when you're shooting for health, you know, you've got a bunch of reasons. You know, your grandkids or your kids or your, you know, whatever. You don't want to follow in the footsteps of your dad who died at 54. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. But the big thing is there's something inside of us pushing us to do better, and it's what we're supposed to be that we're neglecting. And even knowing that, that doesn't necessarily give us the ability to change it, because we still don't really yet even know what we're going to be. And, you know, when you hear people talk about these things that are successful, it's even more discouraging, because it's like oftentimes these folks figure something out and they duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it, and they have success and it takes them much further. You know, and you'll hear people say, well, I never intended to do this. This just kind of fell in my lap after all of these other things kind of just happened. And so I'm not a new age type. I don't believe in whatever it is, the secret and all that kind of stuff. And you know, the positive thoughts and the incantations, that's not what I'm going for here. Every human being has a sense of what it is that they're supposed to be. And we get really, really frustrated over a period of time. I know, because I've experienced this lately, and it's been through all of the frustration of doing all of these things and the busyness. And, you know, it just seems like you start off to do something and everything falls in your face and everything blows up in your face. And then you got to come up with even more. I mean, it's an even greater test now to push on and finish something and put this out. So when I put this program out tomorrow, it's going to be a monumental success for me because of what I had to go through to get there, because it represents that I really actually have the thing that I need to have, that, and that's what I'm going to explain here in a second, in order to continue on and get to that place that I instinctively know I need to be. And it's not about a house and cars and a huge bank account and, you know, having the Rolex and the Rolls Royce and being flashy. It has nothing to do with that. I simply want more time with my kids, more time with my wife. I want less time. You know, my body's starting to break down a little bit because my job is so physical. And I know there's more out there, and I've been looking for it for a long, long time. And you get so far and you fall off, and you get so far and you fall off. You can only do that so many times before you pull your own hair out. And so here's the reality that I want you to understand. The way that we look at things is we see, especially guys, but if you're falling off of something, if you're committing to it and then you're falling off of it, then what's happening is you see your life in a series of just boxes or individual compartments. You see husband there, you know, wife there, you see kids there, you see, and then you have work, and then you have, you know, other outside activities, and then you have the kids' sports, and then you have exercise, and you have nutrition, and you have other commitments that you make, and, you know, all of these other things that you have to do, but they're all compartmentalized. I got to quit smoking, I got to lose weight, I got to become healthier, I got to, and then there's all of these. Now we're adding more compartments onto the ones we're already struggling to deal with. And so now we're depending on something that was never meant for us to be dependent upon, and that's willpower. Now I have to resist smoking. I have to resist eating too much. I have to resist spending too much. I'm adding more time onto my day because I have a lot of things to do already, and I'm adding working out, and I've got to prepare meals, and I've got to do more shopping, and I have to, you know, and so we add on, and then we wonder why we fail. It is not that we have bitten off more than we can chew. That is not it. It is that we are using willpower to try to overcome something that willpower was never designed to overcome. It is not about making a decision. Well, I'm just going to decide to do this, and I'm just going to do it. And that's part of it, but in a whole different way, in a whole different light. You're not going to see it that way when you finally understand it. So here is what we're doing. This is the reality that you need to begin to live under, so it becomes very simple to make a decision and just do it. Because ultimately what it does for you is it makes you into what you already know you have to be. And so when you go to lose weight, you're looking at yourself and you go, I'm not supposed to be like this. I'm not supposed to look like this. I have these things. You know, I want to take my grandkids to Disney when they're 4 years old or 5 years old, and I want to be able to walk around the park all day, 4 or 5 days, and I'll push them in a stroller. I might be 55 or 60 or 65, but that's what I'm going to do. And you have these things that are deep drives. They're deep motivating factors. And so what begins to happen is you begin to see your whole life as, I will do these things. I want to be there for these things. I want to see my daughter get married or my son get married. I want to see my grandkids born. I want to be there for my grandkids, and you know, I want to be there to help my kids raise them so they don't have to go through all the hardship that I did. Those types of things. And these become very motivating factors. And there's one person I know who shall remain nameless, and his son, I mean, he's in his, I don't know, upper 60s at this point. And his son is, I mean, man, he's even older than I am. He's in his mid to upper 40s or something. Well, he contracted a disease that at some point in time will slowly debilitate him over time. I think it's MS or something. I think it's what it is. And so there came a point in time where he decided, I have to exercise in order to be fit enough to take care of my son when the disease takes over and prevents him from being able to do all these things for himself. And fortunately, the guy in his mid to upper 40s has remained very healthy, and the MS is, I think that's what it is, has progressed very slowly. But what's driving his dad to do these things is this deep, abiding sense of, I have to be there for him. So if that means I have to walk on the treadmill, that's what I'm going to do. If that means I have to eat a little less, that's what I'm going to do. And it's not even a question. It's not even a question in his mind as to whether or not he's going to do it. See, what begins to happen is the things that you don't need fall off because they don't give you the results that you absolutely have to have. See, he has to be there for his son. He can't afford to not be. Who's going to take care of him when he's 50 or 55 and that thing starts to take over? I mean, it's not a great picture. But what it shows is that you and I can have a reason that is deeper and more moving than the temporary right now enjoyment of something, whether it's food or, you know, 2 extra hours of sleep or doing nothing or, you know, continuing in the same patterns that we did that brought us to a place that we didn't want to be. That's why we want to change, why we feel the need to change. We're someplace we know we're not supposed to be. And rather than making a series of decisions, I'm going to stop smoking, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop eating all that, I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to make my lunch, I'm going to, you know, have enough food for meals throughout the day so I don't eat out, so I save money. And rather than make all of these decisions, you have a deep, abiding motivation that says, this is who I have to be because of these things. I have to be. And so now what happens is, all of your life comes into focus, and you know what you need to be doing, and you know what you do not need to be doing. And it's not about, I'm going to stop doing this, or I'm going to start doing that. It's about, I have to be doing these things, and that's it. It's not about quitting anything. Somebody goes, oh, you quit smoking. No, I didn't. I didn't quit smoking. Quit smoking means I made a decision to stop smoking, and through willpower and maybe the patch for a little bit and whatever other things I use, counseling and stuff, and friends and help and all of that, through these various means, I was able to stop smoking. What I'm talking about is having a sense of something so real and so deep that you can't continue doing it, that you can't continue spending money improperly, that you can't continue eating that thing, that you can't stay the same weight another day. You've got to do something. And then all you do is it's not that you make a decision, it's that you start to do something. You just get up and make your lunch for tomorrow. Just get up and throw your cigarettes out. You do something. Pour the alcohol down the drain and you know, break the bottle or crush the cans and throw them in the recycling bin. Do something that says, this is who I am, and I am not compromising it. You're not going to be perfect, and you don't have to be, but you are going to be dramatically different. And the day will come where if it means no birthday cake for a year, and it won't even be a consideration. It just wouldn't be important. It's just simply not important enough to move the dial that says this is a temptation. And so what we have to do, folks, is we have to get a sense of who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, and that's what we do. And then we do stuff. We don't think about it. We don't just make plans. Now, we may very well need to make some plans. We may very well need to say, okay, I gotta make a list of things that need to be done in order to accomplish this goal or in order to ensure that I'm getting here as soon as possible. Now, here's the other thing. Do not limit yourself. Don't say I'm going to work out twice a week. What you determine in yourself is I'm going to work out for the first few weeks. I'm going to work out 3 times a week. And then I'm going to work out 4 times a week. And then I'm going to work out 5 times a week. Or I'm going to throw some weight-bearing exercises in there, and I'm going to work out 3 times a week. Or you can really get radical and say, every time I feel good enough to do it, I'm doing it. So if you work out pretty hard and you recovered in 3 days, you're going to go back in and work out again. If that means you work out 4 times in a week, that's what it means. If it means you worked out so hard you can only work out twice in a week, that's what it means. But it's not that you have to worry about not doing it, because everything in you is saying, you know you're ready, let's go, let's go, let's go. And it's not about being your own slave driver. That's not what it is. It's about having the sense that says, I have to be this. And I can't do it spending money like this and eating like that and not exercising and working for this idiot boss anymore. I can't stand this stuff. I have to make decisions. Maybe your decision is you need to look for a new job. Because maybe the decision is my kids really need me right now, and I need to be there. See, it doesn't have to be exercise, go to the gym, buy some weights. It doesn't have to be that. But it has to be. See, what we do is every time we make that, oh, it's just one cookie. Oh, it's just one more cigarette. It is yet one more denial of us knowing what we're supposed to be and not doing it. And that becomes the issue. That's the source of your frustration. That one cookie is all it took. And in your mind, you will get to a place and you will say, I will not do this anymore. And it's not that you can never have a cookie again. It's that you are not going to let food or cigarettes or alcohol or whatever be your master, because it's not going to take you where you want to be. That is the reality. And so before I released one more set of videos for somebody to go and buy and do them, I wanted to shape the reasoning, because I care about the frustration that people go through. I'm kind of in a place of that myself, where I've got some stuff, and you know, some of this has just come to me recently. And so, you know, when my family, the rest of my family, went to Dairy Queen tonight, I brewed up some green tea and did a show. And it doesn't make me any better than them, but I'm very serious about what I want to be and where I want to go. I'm very serious about it. And so for me to go and do, oh, it's just one more. I know, but it's been just one more for how long? How many weeks, months, years? And you know it's been a long time when your level of frustration rises to the place where it's always at that boiling point and it's there all the time. Something happens, you're ready to blow. That is the sense of awareness that tells you, you know better, and you're not just eating a cookie. You are denying the things that you're supposed to be. And see, here's the best part. We don't even know everything we're going to become. We just know right now, when we take that first step, or 3 or 10, that we're making the right decision and we're heading that direction. And what ends up happening, folks, is the day comes, and it'll come over and over again, where something needs to be done, a decision needs to be made, and you will be the person. If nobody else wants to make it, if nobody else wants to benefit, if nobody else wants to prepare, you don't have to. I'm not going to deny myself. I am not going to deny that I am more than a meal, a dessert, spending a little extra money. I can go. It's not that I'm going without. It's just that everything that I have is going toward what I know I have to be. And when you do that, it's not that you're so disciplined. We are removing from the equation the need to have to make a bunch of different decisions. Now, every time we do something, it's for this goal. And that type of doing lots of things, I mean, how much money you spend at the store, how much money you spend on whatever, you'll change how you spend money just to reach this thing that you know you have to be. You'll change what you eat just to reach this place that you know you have to be at. You may even change who you hang out with. But you'll change things, but you have to understand, you have to do something. Tonight, you have to do something. Make your lunch for tomorrow and take it when you haven't done that for a long time. And when they go, hey, we're going out to eat, it's okay, enjoy. Because you have a deep, abiding sense pushing you to be what you're supposed to be. And you know what it is. At least some of it. I mean, you know the onset. You know the start of it. You know it's not what you are today. And so, and this is another thing that can make you happy. Like tonight, I could have went to Dairy Queen and I could have gotten the medium chocolate extreme blizzard like I would have so many other times. Instead of doing that, I put some green tea in me, which has, I think they're called polyphenols. It has some other wonderful antioxidants and cancer-fighting agents and all of those types of things in there. Not to mention the fact there's no calories. So I went from doing a negative thing for my health to doing a much more positive thing, a much more beneficial thing. And then when I get off of here, I'm going to make a lunch real quick and go to bed. And I'm going to try to get, 6-7 hours of sleep tonight. Because I got to be up, I think I'm up at, I don't know, maybe 4 in the morning if I'm lucky. If I can sleep that late in the morning. You'll get up an hour early to exercise or to start your day off differently, but you'll do something different. Get up in the morning early and start your day off with a different routine, whether it's exercise or going for a walk. And understand, it doesn't require you having to go for a run. You can go for a walk. But you have to, I mean, it's more than just making a decision. It's actually cementing that decision by now acting on that decision and saying, I am going to become this. And I'm going to start today. And I'm going to do 3 or 4 or 5 things. I'm going to get to bed a little earlier. I'm going to get up a little earlier tomorrow. I'm going to have my lunch prepared. I'm going to throw my cigarettes away. I'm going to dump the alcohol. I'm not going to be this person that's frustrating me anymore. I know that I have to be more. I'm not even totally sure why yet, but I know I have to be more. And so your life comes into this focus, which gives you ability to do the things that are, I mean, you desire to be that. So now you move in that direction. And the things that you do get you there as opposed to someplace else. And so it's not about dieting. It's about doing something to get you where you need to be. It's not about, I have to go to bed earlier. It's about knowing how much sleep you need in order to accomplish what you have to do. And so you get it. You do that. And you do that willingly, not because of willpower and discipline, but because you can't deny it anymore. And you're not going to do it anymore. You're just not going to be the undisciplined, do what you want. You're just not going to be that person. And so one of the things that I'm going to do when I launch this thing tomorrow, it's going to be on sale for probably the first week. And one of the other things that I'm going to do is I'm going to give a couple of hours away to anyone who buys the, it's essentially a set of 4 videos, and then you would download 4 videos. They're between 6 and 11 minutes long, I think is what they are. And then there's 4 lists, 4 workouts, and it's the written form of those workouts. And the videos just show you how to do the exercises is all they're for. It's not like P90X or something where you follow along. But it just shows you the progression and shows you how to do them properly. But if you are wanting to have someone to chat with and really get a clear picture of what it is you're shooting for, then, see, I wanted to be more than just, okay, do a lat pull down, do a push up, you know, let's do some bench, let's do some squat, you know, and then come up with some nifty little exercises that are, oh, I've not seen that before. This is pretty neat. I got some variety now. I mean, I really want to change how you think, because exercise isn't supposed to be something you dread. Eating properly and being healthy isn't supposed to be something you dread. And if you do, what I'm encouraging you to do tonight is when you go to checkout, get the one where you have the 2 free hours or 3 free hours, or I've got it written, whatever it was I was going to do with that. But it'll be on the website tomorrow, probably tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. I just have to get home from work and launch it all. And so if that's what, that's the kind of help and direction that you're looking for, then what I'm encouraging you to do is check on the one that has, and it's for a limited time. It's going to be for a week or so, depending on how fast these go, how fast these fly off. And now it's all download. So you're going to have 5 downloads. So if you want to put it on your phone and put it on your tablet and whatever, so that you have it with you when you travel or when, you know, wherever you are, if you don't have access to a normal fitness facility or whatever, and you have a small place to work out, you have some place to work out, then you can just, I mean, I did it right in my front room. What you're going to see is me in my front room, just like if you were traveling and you were in a hotel room, or if you had a little dinky workout room to work out in. And, you know, sometimes what they call a gym or a workout room is a pretty sad state of affairs. So you can do these workouts with next to nothing. And if you need to, you can just pack a little exercise band with you and do these workouts. They're very simple. You can choose them. They're, you know, 10 to 15 minutes long, and you can go through them once, twice, 3 times. You get to decide how long you want this to be, but they will push you. They will absolutely push you. Don't think they're going to be easy just because they don't involve you, you know, curling 50-pound dumbbells. Don't fool yourself. These are tough. And, you know, I even noticed, as I was going through the videos again tonight, I even noticed a couple of mistakes. I had to kind of laugh at them. But the workouts will be, they'll be explained properly, and you'll be able to do all the exercises and all that. It's not super complicated, but there are a couple of things in there you probably haven't heard of. But they're very good. They work you out very well. But don't give yourself, don't add to a routine that you already need a whole lot of changes in. Let's talk for a little bit, email back and forth a little bit, and get a sense of the direction that you're supposed to be, and then set up the things that you're supposed to be doing. And that's what we'll do. And so this won't just be a set of workouts that you buy. You can go to, you know, Walmart and get a workout, whatever, a couple of DVDs or whatever for, you know, $10. But do they change how you see what you do with your life? That's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned when I originally started to do this, I was just angry at the stupid stuff I saw on TV and in magazines and stuff about try this supplement and try that supplement. It'll increase your libido. It'll make your muscles huge. It'll turn your body into this amazing fat-burning machine. It'll crank up your metabolism. And it's doing all this stuff with things that aren't even known if they're even going to do it. And they have no, you know, because it's not regulated by the FDA. They don't even have to prove any of the claims. They just have to state somewhere on the bottle that this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. That's it. That's all they have to do. And then they can say anything. You know, I can take the green tea out of the pouch and put it in my pouch and say, this will increase your libido. And I can put it in a different color pouch and I can say, this will increase your energy. And I can put it in a different pouch, same green tea, just plain old green tea from Walmart or Jewel or whatever, and say, oh, this will increase your metabolism and help you become a fat-burning machine. And you'll buy it, and then you'll eat better, and you'll lose weight, and you'll go, wow, it's that tea from that guy on deathofdiets.com. That's so awesome. Oh, you have to get this stuff. It really works. I'm down 3 dress sizes. Yeah, and it's all a lie. Because they are selling you things that they know your body will do naturally if you just eat right and all of that. My biggest concern is the level of frustration with doing things and quitting and turning you into someone who has the ability to see what they really need to do and they just flip the switch and do it. And they don't just decide that at some point somewhere along the line, or the guy had said, how did he say it? I'm about to get ready to fix and to start to do something. You know, you could throw a whole bunch of stuff. I'm getting ready to. Or I saw another thing on my Facebook page that says, if your husband says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. There's no need to bother him every 6 months over it. Pretty funny. And I'm guilty. Guilty as charged on that one on more than one occasion. But even better than losing the weight, even better than being healthy, even better than all of those things is the confidence and the assurance that you know that if this is what needs to be done, you're going to be able to do it. You have that ability. You possess it. You've already done it. Your health and your size and your clothes, you know, that they fit right and that they're the appropriate size are proof that you can take on a task and you can handle it, even when stuff hits the fan. And that's really the goal of Death of Diets. Forget about the diet. Forget about the mentality of the diet. Forget about tricking the body into doing something it'll do naturally. And let's get down to business and creating people that people really want to be, that they know they're supposed to be. That is my concern. We can be so much better than we are if we just understand how. If we have to depend on willpower, very, very few of us will ever see that. I know I couldn't just say, I'm not going to eat cookies and drink pop and stuff anymore. Man, I love that stuff. But it's keeping me, and I just can't live with the frustration anymore. I can't. What I have to become is too great to sacrifice it to something like that. And it's not for selfish reasons. It's not about a house and a car and a plane and a boat and whatever. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with family. And there's causes I want to support, and there's things that I want to do, And in some ways, there's just people I want to get away from. You know what, folks? Some of you out there tonight are working with coworkers that will shorten your lifespan because they're miserable, terrible people to be around. And we can do better than that. And we can choose, if we could just have a little more control over time and income and decisions and abilities and all of those things, then we can work ourselves into a place where we get to choose who we work with. And those of you that are out there hearing this, you're the kind of people I want to work with. You're the kind of people I want to help. People who are frustrated with the status quo. People who don't accept cliches. People who don't accept, you know, the dumb stuff here. If you get these things and do these things, you'll be happy when, and you'll be happy. I want to show you how to do it now. Not when the kids leave the house, not when you lose 50 pounds, but you will be so motivated. Every day you're going to see changes. That's the reality of the power of knowing that you can't be any longer what you are today. And you're not a horrible person. We just get a little lost sometimes. That's what happens. And I want to work with you and help you in that. I would be honored. I would be happy beyond belief. Because I work with people all the time. You bring something to them, they are the first thing they do is give you an excuse. Doesn't that get old? Couldn't you see yourself working with people that don't make excuses? You can sit down, you can have a conversation with them that doesn't have F-bombs and stuff in it. Rudeness, ignorance. They have higher expectations of themselves. And you sit down and you explain something to them, and they want to hear what you have to say about how they can improve because they really actually want to improve. I don't want to beat anybody over the head. I want to introduce you, because this is about you. It's not about my idea of you. If this is registering with you, it's because you know that there's something in you that you know you got to be. And that's a powerful thing. All I got to do is show you how to tap into that. And all I do is just give you a couple tools, you know, help change the mindset a little bit. Boom, you're off to the races. You don't need a guru. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. I want to work with the kind of people that are doing that. That's what I want. That really is what I want. I want to have more ability to choose who I work with and what I do for a living. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. I want to have more free time to pick my kids up from school. I don't want them to have to sit there and wait for me to get off of work doing something because something went wrong somewhere and it has to get fixed. I work hard, folks. I work hard. I'm up late and I get up early, just like so many of you. It's not like it's uncommon. I mean, when you're in an economy like this, where you have so many millions of people who aren't even working, retaining your job becomes that much more difficult. I know it and you know it. And so there's no reason to go into who works super hard. If you're working today, you're working hard. And so I know you know how to work hard. So now let's take that. Let's tap into it. And from a much deeper source than I need money to pay my mortgage. A much deeper source. I mean, we're talking primal. We're talking you have to be this person. You have to go get these things. And then you need a little accountability along the way. You need a little optimism along the way. You need a little encouragement along the way. Sometimes you need that adjustment along the way. And it's so helpful. Just the right thing at the right time. Just, oh, yeah, I don't know what I was saying. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I was saying. But now, I got it now. I'm back on track. I got it. Powerful stuff. Living a life that's powerful, that's impactful. And when you run across somebody that's stupid and small-minded, you can just, stinks to be them. I've been there. I don't plan on going back. I don't plan on being that person. I know better. I can't have a conversation with this individual. They're not going to allow it. And so I'm just, okay, have a good day. And you don't engage, and they can go off, and they can be miserable. And we'll go off, and we'll keep impacting people, because the bottom line is, the fact that they cut us off in traffic, or the fact that they said something stupid to us, just isn't important enough to get us off of the place that we're headed. It's that important. The things that used to really make us mad they're not going to make us that mad anymore because they just aren't that important. Everything that we do, we just aren't going to waste time on that. Everything we do is toward this goal, and we're going to get there, and we're going to bring some folks with us, and then they're going to bring some folks with them, and we're going to be the people that we know we're supposed to be. And then we're gonna wonder sometimes, wow, where is all this actually going to end up? But it's going to be far more exciting than I got to eat a cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. I mean, that's what we're shooting for. That's what Death of Diets is. And so thanks for listening to me tonight. It was almost kind of like I just had to get some stuff off my chest. I mean, this has been burning in me since yesterday. I really wanted to do this yesterday, but I just couldn't get to it. I mean, it just, what a day. You know, one of those one thing after another days, but you know what? There's another day. Boom, here's the show. And I really hope it was beneficial. Look for that. Look for the show tomorrow. I'm Central Time Zone, Chicago area. And so it'll afternoon, evening is when it'll come out. Check it out. Pick it up. Download it. And do the workouts. Give me some feedback. If they don't wear you out, then you can have your money back. And it's not like it's a lot anyway. I mean, it's going to be on sale for the first week for $19. And do the workouts. Give me some feedback. We can laugh at some of the videos. I actually at one point say I'm going to do these tricep extensions, and then what do I go into? Lawnmower rows. I don't know. Who knows what I was thinking? But it's funny anyway. But it's listed right in the Word document. So thanks for listening. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. Unless something crazy happens, there'll be a product launch. So cool and fun and exciting things happening. I'm looking forward to it. It means a lot to me. And, you know what? Guess what? Will Smith is here again. Thanks, Will, for showing up. And he's going to check us on out again. And I will see you tomorrow. Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when